This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. I'm Mark Berry. This week on Top Shelf, our INE Plus Nutrition Player Spotlight with Emmanuel Sequeira is on Forward of the Week from the Nelson Leafs, Connor Hovelcamp. Emmanuel was busy this week. He also talked with Columbia Valley Rockies head coach and general manager, Taylor Cincinnes. And we'll close the podcast talking about the Sycamus Eagles with broadcaster Scott Campbell. Some sad news to pass along. It's with great sadness that the KIJHL announces the passing of Wayne March last week. Our condolences to the March family. Wayne March started up the Sycamus Eagles along with Doug Burks. After winning a Koi Cup championship in 1994, that was senior AA hockey, the organization moved to the Kootenay International Junior Hockey League. They won the league championship in that first season, the first of three. Wayne March did it all for the Eagles. He was 80 years old. Scott Campbell, who worked with Wayne, will join us later in the podcast. Time now for the INE Plus Nutrition Player Spotlight. Boost your energy naturally with Canada's best-tasting super greens by INE Plus Nutrition. Abundant in over 50 antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals, INE Plus Super Greens will improve your immune and digestive systems, increase your energy, and enhance your mental clarity. You'll feel better overall, almost like you could tackle any challenge. Shop now at www.inenutrition.com and use the code KIJHL10 to get 10% off your order. That's www.inenutrition.com.
Filippone, there's a shot. That hit the crossbar. That was up high, but the ref was right there. Here's Kim. Dishes into the left corner. Shot up high again, and that one is in. And it's Hovelcamp again as he beats Hillier up high, and the Leafs are back out in front 5-4.
I'm joined by Nelson Leafs rookie Connor Hovelcamp. Connor, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So, Connor, talk about how did you feel that you played in your first two games?
My first game, I started off a bit slow. I was just adjusting to everything. I don't know, a little bit faster than what I'm used to, a little bit more physical. And as the game went on, I read the game a lot better and scored a couple goals, which was pretty nice. And our team came back from back-to-back games. We were down two goals, and then we worked really hard and finally got some results we needed and wanted. And then just went our way, and we got two wins over the weekend.
And in that first game, you scored a hat trick. I mean, what was that like?
It's pretty unreal. It was a packed barn. I had my family watching. My girlfriend came down. So it was pretty nice to do in front of there. And I was kind of shocked it was going to happen, especially in my first game in the KI. Pretty surreal that it happened.
What program do you come to the Nelson Leafs from?
I played in Grand Prairie, Alberta, midget AAA down there in the AEHL. Had a all right season, dealt with a couple injuries, but battled through it. One day, Breyer gave me a phone call asking if I want to be a Leafs. And then I was just like, yeah, of course. And then came here. Love it here, actually.
Yeah. So what was it about Nelson that attracted you to come and join that program and come to the league?
Well, I didn't know anything about Nelson. I don't know. I just came here, thought might as well give it a shot. And then seeing was like unreal arena. Guys are great. Coaching is great. Has an amazing fan base. We're always busy doing something, just lots of development, and I just love it here. It's just a beautiful town, and there's so much to do.
Talk about some of the adjustments that you've had to make at this level.
Making quicker plays, always being in the game, never stop moving my feet, always have my head up because it gets pretty physical out there sometimes.
What kind of goals do you have set for yourself that you want to accomplish this year, especially development-wise?
Development, there's always room to work on for everything. So I want to work on absolutely everything I can. And obviously with the team, do as much as I can to help win a championship this year.
Because then touch on like, what kind of player are you? Like, how do you like to play to be effective?
I feel like I'm a playmaker. Once I get the puck, I create space for my team and I kind of slow it down and control what's around me and wait for the right play for the right time. Pretty skilled playmaker, I'd say.
That's Connor Hovelcamp of the Nelson Leafs. Connor, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
The Player Spotlight is a presentation of INE Plus Nutrition. This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. Still to come, the voice of the Sycamus Eagles, Scott Campbell, and Rockies head coach and general manager, Taylor Sincenez.
Masters throws it up to Velker.
Nice stretch
Velker's
pass.
Velker's got a step. He's going to cut to the net. Unable to get a good. He scores! My goodness!
Oh! What a beautiful goal.
Ryan Kim. I was about to say Velker couldn't get much on it, but Brian Kim on the spot. And the Columbia Valley Rockies, with 50.4 seconds left in overtime, are able to come away with a 3-2 win.
I'm joined by Columbia Valley Rockies head coach, general manager, Taylor Sincenez. Taylor, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Emmanuel.
Taylor, your team picked up a couple of wins to start off the season. Talk about what you liked about what your team showed in those two games.
I think there's obviously lots to improve on early in the season, but I think we did a good job of getting out to leads early in games and then doing a pretty good job of defending them. I think the Golden game, we kind of let the game get away from us with some undisciplined play, but we battled through it and eventually found a way to win in overtime. And then in the Kimberly game, it was kind of similar. Again, we got deep into the third and penalty trouble again, but we did an excellent job of killing those penalties off. So I guess if that were one thing I'd like to fix here is when we have a lead in the third period, we stay out of the box in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game.
Talk about the importance, though, of being able to get off to a 2-0 start for the season.
I think it's of utmost importance to come out of the gates hot, because, I mean, wins early in the season are, I don't want to say easier to come by, but definitely as you get into, like, you know, end of October, November, December, like, that's when teams kind of start shoring up their lineups and teams are more complete the further we get into our season, and the wins get harder, especially out here in our division. It, you know, anybody can beat anybody on any given night. So to get those wins early in the season is paramount for a successful season, in my opinion.
You know, you're heading into, this is your second full season as a head coach at this level. Touch on some of the things that you learned from your rookie season.
Yeah, I think for me personally, it's just the day-to-day management. I think as a young coach, I got caught up in the, you know, the dog days of the season as well, where you're tired and, you know, it's kind of the doldrums. We talk about it with our players. We're trying to make them aware of it. And I think I personally got caught up in that a little bit too, where we got a little bit stale as a group, and I didn't do a fantastic job last season of, you know, keeping things on the rails. So I'm looking to do that a little bit better this season. And I think just overall confidence is huge. We kind of got thrown into the fire last year, like a day before training camp or 2 days before training camp started. And honestly, totally unsure if we could do it. And then with the season we had, there's a belief in our group and our coaching staff that we are good at this. And I don't know, there's another level of confidence going forward with this group this season.
As you say, you talked about that situation. Was that kind of a scary, nervous feeling?
Yeah, to be honest, it happened so fast. There was no time to, like, process it. So, like, I mean, yeah, you are a little bit nervous about it, but you're kind of just thrown into the deep end and you're learning how to swim on the spot. And, like, it's one of those ones where either you do it or you don't. And we were lucky enough. I think we did a pretty good job under the circumstances, and it allows us this year to come in and, like, with an entire summer of, you know, recruiting and building it the way that we want and the players we want, and, like, being confident that way is, I think, really important to us.
What are some things that you really enjoyed from that first year, that first ride?
Yeah, honestly, like, I have an unbelievable staff. Like, we have so much fun. Like, you know, Tucker and Tanner and our trainer Hannah, like, all four of us are kind of in a similar age range, and, like, we get along excellently. Like, coming to the rink is not a job. It's just another day to hang out with your friends. And we try to, like, let that leak into our group a little bit, where, like, the rink is supposed to be fun. Like, it's not all business all the time. Like, there is a time and a place to be serious and lock things in, but there's also a time to, like, sit back and joke around and have a laugh with the guys. And yeah, like, for me, it was a truly fun experience, just, like, with the staff. Like, if I didn't have that staff, I couldn't imagine it being as much fun as it was last year.
And then, so this weekend, you guys get ready to host Chase and Nelson. Without giving away too many secrets, what are some things that you guys want to continue to build on to help you get wins in those games?
You know, this early part of the season, I don't dive into a ton of what other teams are doing or, like, we kind of worry about ourselves in the first chunk of the season. And for us, it's going to be the energy that we bring. I think with the talent we have, if we have that right energy level, we can beat anybody. So that's going to be a key piece for us. And like, we've put together a lot of new faces in the last couple weeks. So just trying to get everybody settled in and get to know each other and find that comfortability within our group that they can go out and play and not have to worry about making mistakes and stuff like that is going to be huge for us to continue our early season success out of the gates here.
Maybe a final one to touch on. Yeah. Just kind of talk about how you feel the players, obviously the new with the returning, how they're gelling together, building chemistry.
Yeah. I think we have a good group of kids. Like I'm just like looking at my board across the room here. Like we've got a good combo of returning players that I'm very happy with, you know, who they are as people, not just the playing style. And, you know, the young guys, we're still learning about them a little bit and what makes them tick and who they are. But I think our older group has done a good job of, you know, trying to get the young guys to come and hang out and, you know, doing, you know, team movie nights and stuff like that in a short window to just try to get everybody comfortable. So I'm really happy with our older group trying to get guys settled in. They went and played, had a barbecue at one of the billet houses and had a big basketball tournament. And like the older guys are doing what they can to make the new guys feel comfortable early in this season. And I think the faster that we're able to put that group together and have that nucleus get tighter is an opportunity for us to have success.
That's Taylor Sincenis, head coach, general manager of the Columbia Valley Rockies. Thanks for joining us, Taylor.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Emmanuel.
And good play by Misfeld, diving in front of that one. And now we got a 2-on-2 going the other way, carried over the line. Jeff Barkley has help with him. Nick Wright in the middle, shooting off the body and wide. And Wright keeps it alive down low. Barkley spun out in front. Misfeld on the back end, out in front. They score! What a play! Tic-tac goal, 2-2!
On Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast, I'm talking with the voice of the Sycamoose Eagles, Scott Campbell. Scott, how the heck are you?
Mark, I'm doing great. How are you?
No complaints at all. Before we talk about the Sycamoose Eagles this year's edition, let's of course talk about the passing of Wayne March. Your thoughts on news that he had passed away?
Came as a bit of a surprise. I didn't know his health had declined so much in the past month or so, but you know, I knew Wayne for over a decade. I worked for him for about 6 years or so. And, you know, every community in this country has people who hockey cannot operate without or seems it cannot operate without. And Wayne's always been, you know, one of those people in Sycamoose, much like in Salmon Arm. It's my buddy Roy Sakaki, who's been doing it forever. That's Mr. Hockey, was Wayne March. And, you know, everyone knew him. He knew everyone. He's a straight shooter and somebody who saw the best in people. You know, he would take you at your word for it. If you told him you could do what he needed, he would let you do that. And he's a wonderful man. I'm going to miss him a lot.
Yeah, I know. I was talking with a coach, and Wayne had given him a shot as a player. And then when he got into coaching, Wayne was there with some helpful advice. So just one of those guys that one of those hockey guys, like you said. You know, I was putting together the graphic for the KIJHL for, you know, his passing, and I had to throw in that picture of him sleeping on the bus, because to me, it's those road trips on the bus, sleeping on the bus, that I equate to hockey. And when I saw that picture, I thought that's got to be part of it. You know, he certainly was somebody who was well-respected in this industry, for sure.
Hanging out in Wayne's office was like being in a small museum. He had so much stuff on the walls that you would shake your head. You're trying to have a conversation with him, and you're looking at this going, I don't think anyone else has that puck signed by that player from that era. You know, it was something pretty special. And you know, he's somebody who had a lot of faith in me when I didn't have a lot of faith that I wanted to keep working in hockey, and I'll always thank him for that. That's for sure.
Yeah, he'll be definitely missed. Let's talk a little bit about the Sycamoose Eagles. You got to see them play last week on Flow Hockey in the Caribou. Your thoughts on what you saw in the first two games of the season?
Well, I mean, you know, that's a pretty tough opener for a road trip, right? Franchise opener for the Mustangs, and then you go into Quesnel the second night, their second game, right? That's a pretty pretty tough trip to open up your schedule, to be honest with you. And I thought the Williams Lake game wasn't all that great. Had a hard time establishing any forecheck. There were some miscommunications on defense. Just a bit of a struggle out there. And of course, you know, you don't know exactly what you're getting from either of these two teams in Williams Lake and Quesnel. And it looks like the Mustangs have some pretty good scoring talent. And it doesn't appear like you could probably give up three goals to that team and find your way out of it in that building. That's a first look. Who knows? But looks like they're going to have no trouble filling the net and got to be a little bit tighter. One of the things for the Eagles is, you know, obviously new coach Liam McConey comes over from North Okanagan. Nick Duchesne goes to Kelowna. Usually when you're adding a new head coach, you're coming off a tough season in a lot of situations. That's not the case at all for the Eagles. It was an excellent past two seasons under Nick Duchesne. So there's going to be some changes on the leadership front, the expectation front with the veteran players, and that is going to take some time to establish.
You know, watching the Sycamore Williams Lake game, I was struck by the similarities between Williams Lake and Sycamore last year in that the team last year, I thought, was driven so much by those young guys. You can certainly see that with the Williams Lake Mustangs, a couple of 16-year-olds that look like they're ready to head up to the Western League pretty soon.
You know, that's the goal, right, is development, especially when you're talking about another team's players, right? Develop them away from us, please.
That's right. You know what? Just before, you know, I just want to talk a little bit about tonight's game. Another road game for the Sycamore Eagles against the Princeton Posse. It just doesn't get easier. And then, of course, you've got the broadcast tomorrow night against the Merritt Centennials. How excited are you to get back into the booth?
Well, I mean, Merritt is going to be very exciting to watch. Something like that. I haven't called a Centennials game since my days in the BCHL many moons ago. Another what to expect type situation here, you know, much like Williams Lake and Quesnel. Looked like Merritt had a bit of a hard time scoring goals last weekend, but hard to gather a read much more than that. You know, the one theme they're represented by the most from the KI is Chase, with two players that came over from the Heat. But other than that, you know, it's going to be watch and learn, scratch and sniff out there, I guess.
You've seen the Sycamore Eagles in preseason. You've seen them on Flow Hockey, obviously, because you haven't done a home game yet. But your thoughts on what to expect from the Sycamore Eagles for the 24-25 season?
Well, I think there are a lot of really strong veteran pieces. We should see a team that is able to score on the power play, I think, is going to be one of the main things for this group, with guys who can put the puck in the back of the net, whether that be Angle or Boucher. Hayden Evans is obviously going to be huge. Clayton Gilmore, new ad from the WHL. Devin Barclay has shown a lot of scoring touch. And, of course, there's a lot on the back end. Colton Fleming and coming over from North Oak brings a lot to the team. But there are other puck-moving defenders on the blue line for the Eagles as well. So a nice, well-rounded group. I would say pretty fairly certain that they should be a playoff contender. I don't know how the division's going to break down, especially with all the changes we've seen, but this team should be pretty well competitive on a night-to-night basis. I expect their special teams to be good. One of my questions would be goaltending, with two new goalies in the net, but Coach McConey seems to have a good track record of finding goaltenders in his time with North Oak. And Michael Makowski had a pretty good game in Quesnel on Saturday. So, you know, that's one thing where I've been trying to figure out how that's going to work out. But so far, so good, I'd say.
Scott Campbell, the voice of the Sycamore Eagles, thank you very much for doing this.
Hey, thanks for your time, Mark. Much appreciated.
This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. Our thanks this week to the KIJHL broadcasters, in particular, Mike Johnstone, Brad Cable, Laney Wilson, and Scott Campbell. KIJHL Director of Communications, Emmanuel Sequeira. Rockies Head Coach and General Manager, Taylor Sincenez. And Nelson Leafs forward, Connor Hovelkamp. A big thank you to the good folks at INE Plus Nutrition. Remember that website, inenutrition.com, and use the code KIJHL10 to get that discount. Finally, a stick tap to Flow Hockey, which brings our players closer to their families and friends back home. I'm Mark Berry. This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. We're back here in 7 days.